They were, quote, an extremely warlike people whose empire was based on conquest. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going to have a world history textbook, is there such a thing as extremely warlike people? That's kind of a racist concept. Aren't human beings extremely warlike people?
Welcome to Conversations in World History. This is a special Mexico City pre-Columbian Mesoamerica series that I'm presenting here. I'm recording from Mexico City and I'm without my mic at the moment to do this intro. You may hear the sounds of the Mexico City traffic behind you. Now, before I tell you about what I'm doing here, I just want to share the good news that my first picture book, Big Bad Wolf's Yom Kippur, will be out on August 22nd. So I'm really excited about that. It's available at bookshop.org, all the online Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a lot of independent bookstores. And you can check out, if you're in the New York City, Westchester area, my public readings, which will be on davidsharon.com. So I'm excited about that. But let me start out with, I'm in Mexico City. This is an absolutely incredible city. I fell in love with it immediately. Not only do you get to see the Aztec ruins and pre-Columbian pyramids from societies like Teotihuacan, but the city itself is so green and walkable and vibrant and a wonderful city to bike in. And of course, the food is spectacular. So I highly recommend Mexico City. But what I'm going to do is I have three episodes coming up. This is just an introduction to it, where I will be speaking with Professor Matthew Restall of Penn State University and Professor John Fritz-Schwaller, who retired from teaching from a long career at SUNY Albany. He's now at Kansas, where he's continuing his research and writing. I spoke to Matthew Restall in my second podcast episode. He is publishing an upcoming book on Diego de Landa, which will be out soon. And I'm a huge fan of his book on Montezuma and Cortez. He's also written Seven Myths of the Spanish Conquest. And John Schwaller is an expert, a scholar who combines both traditional historical studies with a look at linguistics. So the three of us sit down to take a look at the sections of the textbook that deal world history patterns of interaction that deal with pre-Columbian civilizations, Teotihuacan, the Toltecs at Tula, and then the Mexica, or the Aztecs. I've decided to separate those into three separate episodes, but even if you think you're only interested in listening to the Mexica or the Aztecs, there's huge insights that come in our conversations about the prior civilizations. Now, one thing I want to bring up in the conversations with John Schwaller, who has the expertise in linguistics, many of the ways that we think the words may be pronounced based on their spelling are incorrect. So it is, for example, the emphasis ought to be on the second to last syllable, Teotihuacan. The Mexica language or the Aztec language, Nahuatl, even though there's a TL at the end, it's Nahuatl, or how we often say the god Quetzalcoatl, with the TL at the end, the L becomes silent, so it's Quetzalcoatl. So I, even if you don't have the textbook, and obviously this is a great episode for schools to really dissect and dig into what does the textbook get right, what does it get wrong, what does it leave out, even if you don't have that, there are so many insights about these fascinating civilizations that you can learn from listening to Matthew and John talk about it. So I hope you'll listen to those episodes, and thank you to both of them for sharing their time with me.